Last year, the rate of pertussis, or whooping cough, in Alaska reached epidemic proportions, and it's likely the epidemic is ongoing. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
On Wednesday, the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services released a bulletin outlining the details of last year's pertussis epidemic in Alaska. Brian Yablon is a medical epidemiologist with the Alaska Department of Health.
What we found, which is consistent with what we know about pertussis, is that the vast majority of cases were occurring in children, with 75% of cases occurring in people under 20, and the majority of those childhood cases occurring in early childhood, as well as in school-aged children.
Last year, there were 356 documented cases of pertussis in Alaska. That's well above the case counts for the previous 3 years. According to the epidemiology bulletin, case counts increased precipitously in late July and remained high through the last week of December. There were 178 pertussis cases in the Anchorage-Matsu region last year, with 71 cases in the interior and 16 cases in southwest Alaska. Yablon asserts the epidemic is ongoing.
There's no evidence at this time that pertussis is decreasing. We know that there's still widespread pertussis occurring throughout Alaska.
The Alaska Department of Health was able to determine the vaccination status for 80% of the pertussis cases last year, and nearly 60% of the people were up to date with their vaccinations. The highest rate of infection was among Alaska natives, with an incidence rate of 71 per every 100,000 people. Yablon says that data might be a bit misleading.
We had a disproportionate number of case reports of pertussis among Alaska Natives. And what's difficult to know is whether that represents that, in fact, Alaska Natives were disproportionately affected by pertussis in 2012, which is one possibility, or whether it represents that the clinics and providers who are taking care of Alaska Native patients are thinking pertussis more and sending more tests.
The epidemiology bulletin released Wednesday shows that in 2012, the incidence of reported pertussis cases in Alaska was over four times the national average. However, there are a number of states reporting higher rates than Alaska. Yablon says the high illness rate among Alaska children between the ages of 10 to 14 suggests a waning immunity from the pertussis vaccine. He says the old vaccine that most adults would have received had a high side effect profile.
As a result, a newer vaccine about 15 years ago replaced that in the United States. What has been sort of found since the initiation of the use of this vaccine is that it's been necessary to add a booster dose for young adolescents because the effectiveness, the immunity that people get from that vaccine does wear off over time in a way that it wasn't evident that the old vaccine was doing.
You can find the epidemiology bulletin about last year's epidemic of pertussis in Alaska on the website of the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.